Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC, nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
It's what you think it is. Back at it again. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855. Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Again, I say, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's really the only way. That's really the only way to fix this stuff. Okay? I mean, really. Always appreciative of the time that you spend on the show and sending me messages and all that. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Told you before, you want to head up to the website. We have all kinds of stuff going on up on the website. I've got stories you can click on. You can give me a thumbs up. You can read the stories that we have there. You can make comment. You can sign up for the email blast. Or, go a little step further with it, you can sign up for the email blast. Or I tell you what, you know, if you're one of those people who likes to text, you know, text alerts, I guess what they're called. You can text GOJO, one word, GOJO to 77-222. GOJO to 77-222. I do appreciate, I very much do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room. Some of the stuff you guys are sending me for comment, I can't comment like that. Anyway. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I don't know if some of you saw it, but the former Twitter CEO, he's calling out CNN's, well, why even bother with this guy? He's like he truly is like a nobody. Nobody pays attention to him. Former Twitter CEO calls out CNN's Stelter for his hypocrisy. Stelter, sorry. Co-founder, former CEO of Twitter, Jack Dorsey, come out from his cave. He called out CNN's media correspondent, Brian, media correspondent, really? Brian Stelter, for media hypocrisy. Now, Brian, on Monday, he tweeted out an article from the Washington Post titled, Given Endless Resources, Tucker Carlson Zeroes In on UFOs and Testicles. Now, Stelter retweeted the article, and he stated, Tucker Carlson is always selling the same thing. He's selling doubt. Dorsey then responded to the tweet stating, and you're all selling hope? Question mark. Now, Alex Salvi, he's a foreign correspondent over at Newsmax. He then stated on his Twitter that Dorsey was defending Tucker Carlson, to which Dorsey responded, not defending a thing, holding up a mirror. Right? The bottom line with it was, again, you don't have to defend anybody. But you need to call them out for their own hypocrisy, just like we heard in the last hour. When they're calling out, when CNN is calling out somebody else for what they're doing, and they're doing exactly the same thing, don't let them get away with it. You can even say, you're right, but you guys are the kings of misinformation. You're the kings of fake news. You still won't admit, even though other publications have admitted it, that there's a problem with Hunter Biden's laptop. That things aren't quite what they seem. Right? But they won't do it. Other publications have done it. Goes on to say, even CNN sometimes sells false news. He said, I know this from covering the Iraqi events in 2019. People need to understand every media is prone to either mistakes or deliberate corruption. You got to do your own investigation. I'm in total agreement. I say that to you guys all the time. Check me out. Check everybody out. Don't just take what we say as gospel truth. It's going to do nothing but get you in trouble. Right? Dorsey responded, saying, I know this from being on the streets of Ferguson during the protest and watching them try to create a conflict. Now, he's talking about CNN here. He's never spoken out like this before. Now, he said he was on the streets of Ferguson when CNN was creating a conflict, working hard to create one, and then filmed it, causing the protesters to chant, blank CNN. Now, according to the New York Post, CNN contributors have not responded for comment. They won't, you know, Dorsey, they've reached out to Dorsey, he won't respond. I wouldn't either, because you don't, you know, look at, they're not interested. Right? They're really not interested. But for Dorsey to open his mouth and say there's an issue, there's a problem, something needs to be dealt with, I personally believe that that's a big deal. And you're seeing it more and more. Now, I think you can see more, I personally think, you're going to see more and more information come out about Hunter Biden's laptop. I don't know how you guys feel about that. Right? Based on the Georgia, based on Marjorie Taylor Greene's comments and her sources, the contents of the infamous laptop are worse than anyone imagined. But this is not news. I mean, I don't know why they're calling it news right now. It's not news. We've known this for a while that there's more on there. The poor fellow that I won't say leaked it, but put it out there, had to move out of the country. The whole point of it is that people have known what's on that laptop for a long time. There's been very many people that have helped to cover it up. They've kept it hidden from the American people. Why? They don't even try to prosecute him. Oh, that's right. It's a president's son. I'm sorry, I forgot. Think about that. If it was the other president's son, this would be a 7x24 news cycle, and they would be looking for subpoenas to arrest these people. It's shameful. It just shows you that there is a double, not even a double standard. They're right, we're wrong, end of discussion. Just ask them to tell you. So, it's your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe is here, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. I know, you hear from me all the time. I ain't tired of hearing it. I get it. Okay. But really, truly, be part of the conversation. I want to make sure that we have what we need. I want to make sure we know, again, you have the information you need to make a difference, to make something happen. Otherwise, I mean, really, we're just spewing garbage like they are. We never, ever want to be there. Ever. So, that's why I say get informed. Get solidly informed. Before you go ahead and go out there on the, go out on the rampage, if you would. Right? We were talking about the shocking new details coming out. And most of us have already known this. This is really not news for some people who are paying attention, right? And when it comes to Hunter Biden's laptop, we've always known, not the laptop itself, but we've always known that the Bidens were dirty. Right? I mean, first of all, they had Trump guilty, tried, hung, the whole nine yards. Before they even had real information. And yet, with the Bidens, you had all kinds of information. You had decades worth of data. And they did nothing with it. So the news involving Hunter's laptop, I think, broke a couple of months before the 2020 presidential election. Everybody blew it off as a scam, as a hoax. Even Joey B. said it, you know, no, there's nothing here, and all that. But he's trying to get you away from his relationship with the Russians. Yeah, okay, whatever. And now we find out, who was in bed with the Russians? Yeah, seriously. It was the Biden family. The Russians, the Chinese, maybe even the Ukrainians, I don't know. Even some mainstream media operations have since come forward to say, hey, that Hunter Biden laptop thing, yeah, that might have been real. Sorry. Well, they actually didn't even say sorry. It's caused people to take another look at, you know, the reported emails from Hunter. Now, there's 120,000 emails that they say are missing, but the guy that originally worked on that hard drive, who made copies of it, says, no, I got them right here. Think about that. I mean, if I was him, I wouldn't just be hiding. I'd borrow money, beg, steal, whatever. And I'd have more security around me than I know what to do with, right? In 2021, Green introduced articles of impeachment of President Joe Biden because of that laptop situation. But nobody, this is what I keep telling people. Stop wasting your time. Find different ways to skin this cat and make it work. We already know that he's guilty of corruption, that he's compromised by his son, that the American people, I mean, again, we saw the videos. For some odd reason, he felt the need to take videos of his sexual escapades with Russian hookers. Well, what is this, something great going on there? They're hookers. So she said, I believe that Joe Biden must be impeached, but I also believe that we ought to hold accountable every single person who knew about it. And she's right. She's dead right. You can't keep letting these people get away. Look, I said the same thing. What was it? Harvey Weinstein? I said the same thing during his days. When they did that whole Me Too thing. I was like, wait a minute. It's not just a Me Too thing. What about the women around him that brought him those women? That suckered those women in. Why aren't they being brought up on charges? Anyway, you know, and they were in a position, these people around Biden, around Hunt, the Bidens, they were in a position to do something, but they didn't do anything. Now, Green also went on to say that involves a lot of media companies, social media companies, and law enforcement. Oh, yeah, she's right. Law enforcement officials for sure. It's very, very soon going to come out, said Green. It blows my mind that this was even ever allowed to happen. And I'm with her. Have we really become that movie-based government? Everybody's so dark. Everybody's so deep. Everybody's so corrupt. And it's not unfathomable. Look at what's going on. Right? No, come on, really. You look at what's going on. And these people here, they that's why I always say it. Some of you get mad at me, you've written me, you get upset with me. They are soulless, godless people. Right? Totally soulless, godless people. And you're not going to change that. I mean, they'll come around to God, let me see, probably 2 months, maybe 3 months out from the election. Then all of a sudden, they'll find God. But until then, no. They'll use the term generically. not really acting on it or what have you. But they don't believe in any of that stuff. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Chuckie Schumer, God, you talk about the people that are totally, I don't know, disconnected? I can't think of a better way to put it. Now, Schumer's Jewish. He spoke from a pulpit of a liberal, extremely uber-liberal, New York City megachurch on Easter Sunday. Isn't that interesting? A Jew speaking at a church on Easter Sunday with no understanding truly what Jesus is all about. So, citing the resurrection of Jesus, Schumer lauded the Senate's confirmation vote of Supreme Court Justice Brown Jackson at the Crystal Cultural Center. I mean, I can't even let this roll off my tongue, really. He said, "The Lord knows it took too long to get here, but now that we're here, there's no going back. The stone has been rolled away from the tomb." God bless. Right? And then the pastor heaps all kinds of praise on Schumer. I mean, think of what he's saying. Is he saying she's this, I don't know, another coming of Christ? Was she dead and rose from the dead? Did she rise from the dead for you? Is this guy for real? They have no clue as to how important these things are to real Christians. Show me senior host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Ukrainian officials said this week that roughly one-third of its infrastructure has been demolished by Russia's invading forces. The infrastructure minister said $100 billion in damage has been inflicted on the nation's infrastructure, but added that the bill could run as high as $500 billion when everything from homes to roads has been tallied up. The Justice Department says it will not appeal a federal district judge's ruling that ended the nation's federal mask mandate on public transit. However, it said it will defer to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. On Monday, a judge in Florida ended the sweeping mandate. A Justice Department spokesman called the federal mask order, quote, a valid exercise of the authority Congress has given the CDC to protect the public health, unquote. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Troubles here, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. You already know the drill, right? Be part of the solution, don't be part of the problem. Because at least if you're part of the solution, we can come up with a fix. It ain't that hard. If we work together, it ain't that hard to fix this. We're going to have to be so aggressive during the voting cycle this time around. You're going to have to be on your game. You're going to have to be on your guard. Seriously. Because there's going to be a bold load of shenanigans we're already setting up for. Setting up with. All right. Let's... this is great. So, you know, Texas... They're calling them Texas migrants. And I think they're doing that to soften the blow to the D.C. people. Oh, yeah. We're just bringing up the Texas migrants. It's all good. And so the man in the street decides to go out there and go, hey, look at, let's find out what these people really think, where they're at. And I think every state that has these migrants showing up or every state that has these illegals showing up, they're just being dropped off, especially those states, especially the cities, especially the towns, that this administration is dropping off hundreds, busloads of people in their towns without letting them know. Because that is happening. They're not letting them know. Take a listen.
You have to get the politicians' attention somehow, so maybe, yeah, like a busload of migrants outside their house or outside Congress or whatever.
Did you hear about the bus of migrants that was dropped off from Texas today?
Vaguely, someone mentioned it earlier, but I didn't hear any information about.
So the governor of Texas said that he was going to be sending buses of illegal immigrants to D.C.
Texas is providing charter buses to send these illegal immigrants who have been dropped off by the Biden administration to Washington, D.C.
What are your thoughts about that?
I'm curious as to why they sent them here. If they're trying to send them somewhere where they think they'll have better access to more resources, or if they're just sending them here to make a point.
I think if the Texans are upset, right, it's federal policy that controls the border, and so they don't really even have control over it. So if it's a way for them to express, like, being discontent or upset with the federal government, I think something should be done, and if they don't want them there, like, at least let the federal politicians see what's happening somehow, I guess.
Sounds like it's just pushing another problem onto us.
How do you think that's going to affect the city?
I think they're going to push them more to the suburbs, I mean, towards Maryland, Virginia itself. It's kind of a gang problem already in Virginia. with illegals over there.
I don't think it's a good tactic. I don't think it's a good solution. There's other solutions probably out there. I'm not the one to make that decision, but I'm...
But you love that. There's probably other solutions out there. I just don't know what they are. Well, then how do you know there's other solutions out there? Right? I mean, if the federal government's not doing their job at the border, why should we just allow it to go crazy? Now, these people are mucho misinformed or uninformed. Because in reality, I mean, why put the burden on those people in Texas? They don't deserve it. They didn't ask for this influx. It's against the law. I mean, people will say, well, you know, you got to be compassionate. To what? For what? To what end? Right? No, really. To what end? And if you're so compassionate about them, there's plenty of places in D.C. and Virginia and other places around there. You can put them. Put them back to work. Get them close to the courts. Get them close to the legislators so they can deal with it. Really. Here, we'll do a little bit more of this. I'm sorry, I got to. If I have to do it, you have to do it.
I think there's other ones. Yeah, I think it's kind of a showboat.
Yes, it just makes me wonder if that's trying to prove a point. That's using people that are real human beings. It kind of makes me feel kind of sick to my stomach. You can't be using human beings as a tug of war.
Well, you have to get the politicians' attention somehow. So maybe, yeah, like a busload of migrants outside their house or outside Congress or whatever, I think. That makes sense in terms of, okay, here's the problem, right? Because they're disconnected from the actual, let's say, on-the-ground problem. I don't know if any of them go...
There it is. They're disconnected from the actual problem. It doesn't affect them. They're not sleeping on their lawns. They're not breaking into their houses for food and water. Oh, see, that's all they want is food and water. But they don't have a right to break into somebody's house. They don't have a right to violate somebody's property. It's just amazing to me. And I find this, most of the people complaining about that, most, don't own property. They don't get it. They don't have a what's mine. There's no commitment to some of the stuff they work hard to get.
Go to the border and see what's going on, because it impacts the Texans, right? So if he's trying to say, like, I represent the Texans, and this is our issue, federal politicians, and who knows what the relationship is even with, like, the... Texas congressmen and stuff, so at least they should see if no one else.
As long as they get what they need, that's a big thing. You know, the most important thing is that, you know, the immigrants are getting taken care of. Whoever don't want to do it, if we're willing to do it, you know, we can be inconvenienced a little bit. We always get inconvenienced anyway, so.
The point is self-explanatory. If, you know, politicians want to solve the problem, they can. I don't really think it's that difficult a problem. But I think I understand why Governor Abbott's doing it, so maybe it can highlight it or underscore the problem a little bit, you know, more firmly. And, you know, maybe the folks on Capitol Hill will listen and put, maybe you know, this country's citizens' interests first, and then after that, try to help people where we can.
Well... Did he just say that? Put the needs of the people of this country? What a nationalist pig he is. Really, right? God forbid we think of our people first. Let's get our people fed. Let's get our people taken care of. Let's get out of our situation. And then change it. Then help out. He's dead right. Then help out other people. I mean, these guys, they do not understand. They do not know. I mean, do you know that Joey B. bought his first mansion, spent his first gabillion dollars on a mansion over 20 years ago? I mean, how did that happen? How did a senator or congressman at the time, how did that happen? He doesn't come from our uber-rich family. Now he's got four. Again, I say, how does that happen? And they're going to tell me that they're in touch. Somehow they're in touch with reality. I'm not buying it. I'm not there. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time. that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the, you got to be part of the solution. And really, the way you do that is you get informed so you can engage. Again, people, if we don't move on this stuff in the proper way strategically, not just slamming a table somewhere, you know, screaming about rights and all that, unless you're not, if you're not informed, if you don't understand, then what are you doing? And why are you doing what you're doing? Figure out what the difference that you want to make. Let's start there. Whether it's education, city safety, maybe it's clean water. I don't know what it is. Whatever your passion is, right? And then find a way in your local city to get involved with that. Maybe get involved with somebody at the water board or your city council or school boards, education boards. Right? That's the way to do it. And once you get involved in those, you get in there, you pay attention, then you'll know what you can do or how you can do or even if you want to do. That's really what you need to pay attention to. All right? Seriously. Then move out on it. You don't have to run for office. But you can help people, the right people get in. Yeah, I hear that Governor Abbott, I mean, I wish all those border states would get together. Maybe they rent 50 buses, I don't know. Right, I mean, let's get them going almost on repeat. Just have them flowing and dropping and flowing and dropping and flowing and dropping. What do you think? Works for me. Oh, God bless. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. A lot more coming up right after the break.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
The I don't know what. Come to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. That's really what I need from you. I need you truly to be part of the solution. Look, in order for you to be good at what you do, I don't care if you're a football player, an accountant, whatever, right? You want to make sure that you work out in that area. You know what's going on. You've done the work it takes to make sure that you're ready for the battle, if you would. Lack of a better term. All right? That's all I'm asking you to be. Be ready for the battle. That's it. Doesn't take a whole bunch. Right? No, some of you write me as a show. You think I'm getting on your case. And it's kind of funny because, frankly, if it's tickling your ears and irritating you, then maybe it is you. Maybe you do need to rethink. Right? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. And that's how you fix stuff. Seriously. All right. Where was I? God, I get so confused on my stuff here. Education Week came out with an article this week. Quite interesting. We're all talking about how We have to work with these kids. We have to make sure they're you know, doing well, that they're okay. And this article comes up that says, when teachers are tough, you know, they're tough graders, they're tough on the kids, the students learn more. There's a shock. How is it that the uneducated ones of us, guys like me, really, in the grand scheme of things, I'm uneducated. How is it that we know this stuff? Is it common sense? I hate to use that term, really, but is it common sense? So, you know, you have to ask the question. I don't know if it's common sense. I don't know if it was the way we were brought up. I don't know if it was the way we were taught to think, how to work things through. I don't know. I do not have any of those answers. Some of you give me way too much credit. All I'm doing is asking the questions. So a new study finds that students perform better on end-of-year standardized tests when the teachers are tough graders. It argues that the mindset that says everybody gets a gold star does more damage than good. The report was published by Thomas Fortman Institute, a conservative think tank that focuses on school choice and high expectations for students. It found that the effect holds true for students across the racial and ethnic groups. It includes gender, socioeconomic makeup, and so on. The study also found the evidence of longer-term gains for students. Now, the author, Seth Gershenson, an associate professor at the American University, studied a decade of 8th and 9th grade algebra. A decade of 8th and 9th grade Algebra 1 course grades and end-of-course test scores in North Carolina. Now, the data was from 06 to 16, 10 years. He compared students to teachers with higher grading standards, meaning they assign lower grades than expected, giving student scores on standardized tests, to their peers who have teachers with lower grading standards, meaning that they assign good grades to students who perform relatively poorly on the end-of-year tests. So think about that. The kids know what's going on. Right? The kids know what they need. He also found that the teachers with the highest grading standards increase their students' end-of-course scores, especially on standardized tests, by almost 17%. For some of you guys that feel bad for your kids, they're struggling through, you don't want to really expect too much from them, you don't want to push them too hard, it doesn't make them stronger. It doesn't make them smarter. It doesn't help. So I said, he found that teachers with the highest grading standards increase their students' end-of-course scores by 17%. He said even teachers who are in the middle with their grading standards are more effective than those with lower standards. And the students of teachers with the highest grading standards perform significantly better a year later in geometry. It rose by almost 8%. So it proves over and over and over again. When you set higher expectations and you work with them, you don't just set them and walk away. When you set higher expectations and you work with them, the kids will rise to the occasion. Right? Some schools, have a no-zero policy that says that the lowest score a student can receive in an assignment is 50. At times, even when a student fails to turn anything in, they get a 50. Right? The idea is that if they get a zero, the average could make it so that they can't pass the course. Some teachers have ditched grade books altogether in favor of giving students detailed feedback on their performance without the grade. Many educators say that the traditional A through F system doesn't inspire students to learn for the sake of learning. Other grades are too heavily based on non-academic factors. Well, really? They have zero evidence of this, by the way. I mean, seriously. And they also have zero evidence that high grading standards hurt students. Right? There was virtually no effect on graduation rates. Now, think this thing through. If you don't give kids something to shoot for, if you don't encourage them they could do it, if you don't teach them how to do it, how does that help? Really, how does that help them? And you're right in the chat room. I find that some of those highly educated people I have for colleagues that I have to work with, they have either no common sense whatsoever, or they're so educated they can't even relate to the kids that they're trying to teach. Seriously. And kids know when they're doing well. They know when they're not doing well. So if you give an A for something they didn't do the work in, they know it. You're squelching, squashing their self-esteem. He found that the grading standards tend to be higher in suburban schools and schools serving more affluent students. Yeah, why is that the fault, right, of the families and the students? It's not. Why shouldn't the inner city teachers expect higher grades? You know, mediocrity begets mediocrity. It's not going to stop. Now, when you give a student, let's just say, and this is, I've been talking about this for years. When you give these kids great grades for mediocre work, or no work for that matter, well, how do you think that translates into the work world? How do you think that translates into real life? They get out there, they go to work, they show up late. They're not really as productive as they should be. And then they wonder why they're not getting the raise that other people are getting. They wonder why they're not getting the accolade. Because the younger kids, you got to give them accolades. They almost want that more than they want the money. Which is ridiculous. I mean, good job is that paycheck you get every week. That's what your good job, your pat in the back is. Excellent job is when you get a raise. Outstanding is when you get promoted. Nobody wants to work for those things anymore. They think they deserve it. It should happen. End of discussion. Anyway, like I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time.
Hyundai Sonata versus Toyota Camry.
Okay.
Look what Sonata had.
Why not? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate your time with me. This one, we're coming into primary season. Matter of fact, some states right now, I'm understanding that you guys are having your school board, your education board elections, your smaller elections in your smaller towns in May. And if that's the case, and you like the way your city's running, and you want to keep it running that way, you really need to get engaged. You really need to get involved. Dr. Bridget Melson, who's been on the show many, many times, she is in a pretty much of a fight right now. And it's a fairly small town. They don't want any change. The people in power want to maintain their power. They're going to maintain, for all intents and purposes, they're going to maintain their power by making sure that their people get in, the people that they want in. It shouldn't be that way. People with money should not run the place. People with money should not dictate who you get to legislate, to run your city, to run your town, which is why you got to be involved. I've been in campaigns where we're up against $6 million. We spend $500,000. They spend $6 million, and we still beat them. You can do it. You got to come together. You got to work it. You got to do true grassroots, and that's how you win. Hey, God bless everybody. Joe Messina, your host. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow. But go out there and make a difference. We'll catch you later.